Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A war of spin is raging between Georgian and Russian authorities. They're trying to justify their actions to the world community. Bible Mission International's Paul Hagelgun says Christians aren't thinking politically. They're simply concerned about the 35,000 refugees that need help in North Ossetia. He says Beslan area churches are reaching out, praying their experience with a painful school massacre will help lead refugees to Christ.
And they understand what's going on there, because they had this experience several years ago. People there are now hopeless. They don't know what to do. In this situation, they're ready to hear gospel.
Next, the Chinese government is refusing to return 300 Bibles they confiscated from a Vision Beyond Borders team Sunday. The team waited to get the Bibles back, but has since left the airport. In China, there are so few Bibles, they often sell for 6 months to a year's salary on the black market. The plan was to give them to churches. It's believed that 40 people come to Christ for every Bible distributed. Diane Romaine is the ministry spokesperson.
I think this portrays the heart of the government, that they want an image that says that they have religious freedom, but in all practice, whenever you try to practice that religious freedom, it's not there.
And Partners International says their training seminars have seen encouraging results among the Koya in Orissa State. Mutha comes from a village in the region that's under the threat of terrorists. She and her husband recently attended a Scriptures in Use training seminar. They've been putting into practice the evangelistic methods. Thanks to the efforts of this couple, they planted a local church with 16 families. The church's influence is also reaching nearby villages. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat 7 is making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, yours free for the asking. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.